T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Leventhal is joining us, editor-at-large for the Center for Public Integrity in Washington. The impeachment trial of President Trump begins today, Dave, with the adoption of rules. How routine or not will that be?
Nothing is going to be routine about this process. Of course, Susan, this is only the third time in U.S. history that we've gone forward with an actual impeachment trial. Richard Nixon doesn't count because he resigned before his impeachment trial could start. So there are going to be certain aspects that will be familiar to people who were around back in the late 90s when Bill Clinton was being impeached. But really, the rules are being made up as they go for this particular process. There's a playbook, there's a template, but it doesn't have to be adhered to. And that's pretty much the nature of impeachment trials, that there is no playbook and that the U.S. Senate gets to decide for itself how it wants to conduct its affairs, how it wants to write the rules. And we're seeing that in stark relief here now on January 21st, which is going to be a day that's going to stick in people's minds for a long time.
These 12-hour days, I mean, how exactly is that going to work really in practice? You have 100 people supposed to sit in silence for 12 straight hours, no phones, no anything to distract them, and kind of listen to arguments that they've, for better or worse, heard before.
And you nailed it, Brian. It's not just sitting there for 12, 14 hours, which we do expect is going to be the case. There have been indications that this could go well into the night for the days that the impeachment trial is being conducted. But they're not going to have the luxury of sitting there, the senators, with their phones or with their iPads. It's going to be an electronic-free zone. So we're truly going to have, in one regard, a throwback to the last century in the sense that they're not going to be able to, play Candy Crush or check their email or do whatever else somebody would do if they're getting a little bored with the proceedings, which as high drama as this is going to be, hours and hours and hours of testimony, if that happens, or proceedings, which certainly are going to happen, can get, a little difficult on the psyche for some.
Do you expect like a press gaggle at 1 a.m. each morning?
Possibly, but even those rules have been restricted in the sense that reporters aren't going to have the type of free rein, so we think, that they typically do when we're running around the House or the Senate. And that's going to be kind of an open question right now, is the accessibility that reporters are going to have to the various senators. Some are very happy to talk with the press. Others, as we saw with Senator Martha McSally last week, are pretty angry at least certain aspects of the press. So that's going to be a little kind of sideshow drama in and of itself, Susan.
The rules that are going to be discussed today, do you expect any big surprises, anything that will kind of catch us off guard today?
Well, the biggest question I think right now is how long is this trial actually going to last and why would it be short or long? And why would it be short or long? And that in part is going to largely revolve around the number of witnesses that might be called, whether witnesses will be called. And Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, has a great deal of power in this. Of course, the Senate is controlled by Republicans, and by virtue of that, they get to lead the rules here. So, anything that Mitch McConnell really wants, Mitch McConnell can probably get, no matter how much Democrats are going to protest any particular action or decision. So, yeah, pay attention to exactly how these rules are going to go. And another thing, which I've said before, and I'll say it again, this is not a court proceeding. This is not like what you would expect if you go to the courthouse. This is a very, by nature, political proceeding. So the give and take and the push and shove of partisan politics is inherent to an impeachment process. Even if people are surprised by it, it's just the way it works and kind of how it was written up by the founding fathers when impeachment became a thing in the Constitution in the first place.
Does the witness question get brought up today and answered today?
Brought up? Almost certainly. Answered? Not necessarily. So definitely, Susan, pay attention to that as well, because that's an open question right now as to, number one, the level of witnesses, the number of witnesses, and who's going to be able to get called, who will be called. Will John Bolton, for example, the national security advisor who resigned several months ago for Donald Trump, will he be called? Will somebody like Hunter Biden's name come up? Quite possibly. So you can expect that some of the more testy points of conversation, discussion, and verbal sparring will be centered around some of the more controversial figures who may have information relevant to the impeachment trial, but may or may not ultimately get called to testify in the proceedings coming up.
Are the people directly involved in this at all expecting this trial to, move the needle, so to speak, amongst voters?
Amongst voters, maybe. I think voters have shown the capacity to change their minds. We saw that during the House impeachment proceedings. So it's entirely possible that polling a week or two or a month from now will move. And that's the nature of polling. There's snapshots in time. So what may be the case today or what may have been the case last week is going to be different from what the case will be in a few weeks or a month from now. So the question, though, that people are constantly asking is, well, is it going to move the needle for the senators themselves? And the answer almost certainly is no. There are just a handful of senators on the Republican side who would even possibly consider voting for one of the two articles of impeachment, if not both. You could put perhaps Mitt Romney from Utah in there, Senator Susan Collins from Maine, maybe Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, but Republicans have this under lock and key right now, and no Republicans seem to, aside from those, be willing to defect. And you need a supermajority in order to kick the president out of office in an impeachment trial, and Republicans, again, control the Senate, and there's just almost no scenario that one could imagine at this point where Donald Trump is going to get out the other end of this and not be president of the United States still. Donald Trump is going to almost certainly win this impeachment trial, and we're going to have a lot of drama between now and that point coming up.
What are the actual options for senators at the end of this?
Well, they're going to be able to vote on both articles of impeachment, and conceivably one senator could vote for one article and against another article, but most of the senators, both on the Democratic and the Republican side, are probably going to vote up or down on both articles, and that's the way it's going to be.
All right, Dave, thank you for the update. That's Dave Leventhal with the Center for Public Integrity as the impeachment trial is set to begin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.